Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Convict.
Scotty Scheffler. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. It's a happy hour Friday, noon hour straight ahead. We'll get into an NFL no huddle in just a minute. College football conversation at 12:20. Got a little Dabo audio. It's always whenever we can hear from Dabo talking about the transfer portal.
Dabo.
We're going to let you hear Dabo talking about the transfer portal. We'll play Sports Jeopardy at 12:40 as well. We are broadcasting live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. If you're around, if you're in the area, stop by, have lunch, maybe have an ice cold beer. 26.2 degrees right now.
Just went down real smooth,
Bunk. This is where they're serving the beers. Good. Yeah, that's awesome.
Went down real smooth.
Beer one, thumbs up from Randy. We'll check in on beer two in the 12 o'clock hour.
Yes.
And again, like we said, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in just a minute.
I know one of the stores at NFL no huddle. We probably won't get to it, but it's like one. I've been there. Well, it never happened to me. But I got my car broken into a couple of times. But Chiefs rookie receiver Xavier Woods, remember the fast kid from Texas?
Yeah.
His car was stolen this week from his apartment. And I'm just telling you, it's first of all, it sucks. Like, I had my car broken into twice in Miami. Mm-hmm. I just had the window broken and everything like that. But having the whole car stolen is something. I always talk about my boy Don Lee, and I love Don Lee. Don Lee from Mississippi. Sip. And so Don Lee has this blue Cadillac Escalade XT or something, the truck part, right? And so Don Lee was blue, had big rims on it, speakers, and he riding around Miami, windows down. I was like, Don, hey, be careful, man, all right? I know you from the country. That's how y'all run. That's how y'all ride down there in Mississippi. This Miami. You don't want to be riding around, you know, flexing and everything. Okay. Oh, I'm good, Randy. I'm like, all right, bro. So we get to – it's during the season, and, like, we're about to have a team meeting. He's not there. And I know Pat Jones, who's my tight end coach, losing his mind. I said, I'll go into the locker room and see where he is, Randy. Go in the locker room. Don Lee just got there. What's going on, dog? You good? Randy stole my car. I said, the whole car? Not the radio. He said, yeah, man, they stole my car, man. I was like, okay, calm down. Insurance, all that other stuff, right? So, obviously, never found the car. Week later, gets the same damn car, same rims, everything. I said, Don Lee, are we going to do a little better this time? Yeah, man, I got you. Never had another issue. Had another rookie. He got the new Tahoe. Got lights and stuff up under the car and everything. System, everything.
Sure.
We go to the cafe.
Make sure everybody sees you.
Yes. Cafe Iguana.
Much as possible.
Go to Cafe Iguana, right? That's where we used to hang out on Thursday night. Go in there, go to the club. Came out, car gone. Why? Because you want to ride around, lighting around, banging, boom, 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 boom.
You're advertising.
You're in Miami. Sit your ass down. All right? Go to the shake down there. It's me, Chris, and a young buck. We go, we park our cars in the back. No, ain't nobody gonna bother. We ain't nobody gonna bother our stuff. So we're leaving. Me and Chris, we leave. I'm out. Dog. Young boy want to stay there for a little while longer. Okay, talk to my man security. Hey, look out for the young fella. Whatever. I got you ready. Pull into my driveway, Andy. 3:30 in the morning. Never forget. 3:30. About 3:45, he's calling me like, "What's up, man? You see my car? What happened? My car ain't there. They stole his car, but he was parked between me and Chambers, and they stole his car. You know why? Because he ride up in the strip club. Boom, 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 boom. Dude, you always got to be aware of your surroundings, especially when you don't know them people. And that's why I try to tell them all the time. I was like, dude, I know about Flash. I know you wonder about See Your Whip, but you got to be smart because these cats here will follow your ass home. They will tailgate you, get into you. I mean, it's so many different ways these cats steal these folks' cars. And I feel bad for them because it's just a lonely – it seems like that's a lonely feeling. Never had my car stolen, never. Broken into a couple times. Yeah. But stolen?
Yeah, never had my car stolen.
Never had my car – the whole car?
Now, I've showed up to where I parked my car and it wasn't there. It wasn't stolen by a person. It was towed.
Oh, God.
It was stolen by the tow truck. Damn it, he got me. I thought I was slick.
That's never happened either. I've never been towed.
I got towed off campus one time. So frustrated.
Really?
Yeah, they got me. I was in the wrong.
All right.
I had many – because, like, I had a truck. I had a white truck that looked like the campus maintenance trucks.
Yes.
And so I had a I would park on campus sometimes, and I usually was okay.
Right.
But then they started getting wise to me, and I still was dumb because I was an idiot because I was in college.
Right.
And I parked, and they got me. That's a big check. It's a big check to get your car out of the impound. That's no fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like Randy said, know your surroundings. Follow the
rules.
He was
so hurt, dog. I said, they stole a whole car? Yeah, man, they got me. It's like, damn. Sucks to be you.
Yeah.
Sucks to be you.
Sucks to
you
be
you. Ride out of practice?
What kind of car did Xavier Worthy have?
I don't know.
Probably pretty nice.
Probably a damn, because they go and get them Rolls Royces with the first damn check. Dog, you can wait. You don't have to. Everybody don't have to have a Lamborghini first check.
It's true. And I will say, the element's never been stolen.
You got a Lamborghini and ain't got no house.
That's true. It got stolen from his apartment complex.
You got a Lambo with no house.
One of the benefits of having a nice car.
I've seen these youngins.
Nobody wants to
steal
it.
These youngins pulling up to an efficiency apartment in a 745 on them things.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You pimping backwards.
That's a little bit of a priority mix-up in that one. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour.
We're going no huddle
with the Midday Show. No huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now. Let's go. Set.
This is a very funny headline. It's not that surprising, but it's very funny that this is true. The NFL admits that when they made the schedule for the 2024 season, they took into account Taylor Swift tour dates.
Okay. Now, I saw this question too. Is it because of where she's going to be playing?
I think it's two parts.
Or is it because they want her to be there to see Travis?
Two parts. I think that's part of it.
Okay.
She has a big tour in, like, Toronto or something like that when they play Buffalo.
Okay.
So she can be there in the building to see them play.
Okay.
But then also, yes, of course, they want to make sure that they're not going to be scheduled up against when Taylor Swift is in the city because she's in the building. Like, you can't have a home game when she's there. She's already there. She's going to sell out the arena and all that kind of stuff. Or sell out the football stadium and all that kind of stuff.
All right.
But, yeah, I like the idea that they were like, oh, yeah, let's let them perform close to the Chiefs game.
Right.
So she can make it over there across the border and watch old Trav take on the Bills.
Okay, well, I mean, I tell you this. She is a global superstar and everything like that. And obviously, it was one of those things where the effect on the game and people, I hate Swifties and all. I ain't got no problem with nobody, man. I'm happy for Trav. Trav seems like he's happy. He's going to see her. He knows all the albums. All good for him. One thing I know, he probably done brought her out of her comfort zone, though. All right? He got her eating cheeseburgers, all right? She look like she ain't a buck 07 no more. She looking like a buck 12. You know, so Trav like he might have got it off that old paleo diet or something. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm not surprised by that at all.
Nah, neither am I.
Not surprised by that at all.
Neither am I. They'll be in town on week three.
Yep.
Sunday Night Football
week three. Get you some.
Yeah. I don't know if she has a tour here or whatever, but maybe.
I heard the boys, Duke Sabell, talking about it, and they're absolutely correct as far as the percentage of, like, people talking about the Falcons' weakest schedule. Please stop looking at that. Please stop.
Yeah.
Please stop.
You just don't know.
Yes, please stop.
Yeah, you don't know.
There's
no league that changes
more. Michael Carl
were
absolutely correct. Don't look at that, especially when you look at the first three dudes.
Right.
The first five games.
Right, the first five games are incredibly
important.
Stop
doing that.
The first three are against good teams.
Yeah,
but also, you have no idea who's going to be good by November.
Exactly.
You have no idea what injuries are going to happen and all that kind of stuff. Like, again, no league does it matter less what happened the year before
than football.
Than the NFL.
They're nothing.
No league.
5 in, 5 out.
Five in, 5 out. Yeah. Every single year there's a difference. And we hope the Falcons are one of the 5 in.
Falcons better be one of them 5 in. Ain't no hope. We ain't no hope. We ain't hoping around here.
They've been 6 out.
Yeah, we ain't hoping around here.
No, I'm hoping.
No.
I can't do anything.
Damn
about
that. Hope, damn that hope.
What?
Better.
I can't, yeah.
Better
right.
be.
All right, here's Jared Goff talking about being rich or more rich.
You can go back and forth on the numbers and whatnot, and that wasn't really the thing that was ever something I was extremely concerned with. It was the security and, you know, the no trade clause and all that stuff, knowing that all that was in there and feeling secure, and then, you know, knowing that I can now put that behind me and be excited about what's to come.
I love the fact that you see a lot more NFL teams giving these players no trade clauses, you know. And it's great that they're starting asking for
him. Imagine he specifically would really want
exactly
one after what happened a couple of years
ago. Exactly, because I already know. I'm pretty sure. I don't know Jared Goff, and I don't know the situation as far as the ins and outs what happened in Los Angeles. But I'm sure he was blindsided by that. I'm sure he was blindsided by the fact. Now, the Rams got what they wanted out of it. They got the damn Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So that's all that matters.
Yeah, it worked out.
But, yeah.
It's one of the rare occasions in the NFL, or in any sport,
right,
where the trade worked out great for both parties.
Right.
The Rams ended up with a bunch of draft picks,
yep,
which they've used well. The Lions ended up with a bunch of draft picks, which they've used well to build out that team, and now they're one of the best teams in the NFC. And Jared Goff's balled out and got this second contract, and the Rams got the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
so, yeah, usually one team gets screwed.
Yeah.
In this scenario, it's both teams worked out great.
Yeah, so. Man. Yeah, and so good for him. I like Abe was saying, like, I mean, it wasn't the 212 that you were happy about, but, you know, no trade clause.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
That's what it was.
Sounds good.
That's what it was. Here's Al Michaels talking about the games Amazon has this year.
I'm really excited, and I'll tell you two reasons why.
Okay.
Our third game is Dallas at the Giants. That is a premier, big-time, I don't care how they're doing, matchup. And the other big reason, I think, is that, and I used to look at the schedule and say, how many of these games could possibly wind up in the late national window on CBS or Fox? And I would come up with two, maybe three. I'm looking at the schedule right now. I can come up with 6, 7, maybe 8, which is half of our schedule. So I think the league really did Prime Video a solid when I take a look at this thing week after week. And
yeah.
He's right.
Yeah.
That's definitely something that bothered him.
I was about to say, Al got
it changed.
The first
couple years.
Al's probably like.
Well, I think Bezos probably got it changed.
Yeah.
They're paying a premium for that spot and for some other standalone games as well. And I think they said to the league, hey, like, if we're doing this, we're going to have these games. You can't be giving us Jets, Jaguars every single week. Even though that would probably be a good one this year. But you know what I mean? Like, you can't give us the bum-ass games every single Thursday. To the point where, like, they were just making fun of them mid-game. They were like, and here we are again. With another wonderful matchup.
With another banger.
Yeah, with another gridiron classic.
Yeah,
between, yeah, no, they do. They got good Thursday night games this year, as they should. That is another thing that's just going to continue to drive up these prices as these streaming platforms want these standalone games.
Right.
Netflix didn't want just any teams on Christmas.
Yeah.
They wanted the Chiefs on Christmas.
Yes.
And they
got
it.
That probably had to be like, okay, we got to have this team. This one team, this one player, we got to have.
And the NFL said,
okay,
why don't we, instead of making it 120 mil, let's make it 150 mil.
Yeah.
And Netflix said, okay,
deal.
Great.
Deal.
We got it.
Deal.
And then next time it'll be 250 mil.
Real quick, I know we got to go. Speaking of Netflix, they're doing a 10-part series on Jerry Jones. You going to watch it?
No, I'm not going to watch that.
I think I might. I just want to see if they got the Jerry on the sprinter van.
The thing about it is, with the way that social media is now, people will clip off the stuff I need to know and put it on my timeline, and then I'll see it. But I'm 10 parts.
10 parts of Jerry?
You got to be Michael Jordan for me to watch 10 parts.
10 parts of Jerry?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not watching a 10-part series on Jerry Jones. But, yeah, Netflix doing more with the NFL. There's now there's going to be 3 Hard Knocks now. There's like an off-season one, a preseason one, and an in-season one. There is no such thing as too much NFL content, it seems.
And they'll make sure they let you know.
They are going to keep producing it because we are going to keep consuming it. We'll talk a little college football coming up next. Dabo Sweeney had an interesting comment.
Say it with your chest,
on
Dabo.
The portal. I also want to get some advice from our landscapers out there because I just want to make sure I'm okay. I think I'm okay. I think I'm fine. I just wanted to find out what happened yesterday and see if anybody else has had this happen to them as well. We'll be right back. Sports.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday live, Twin Peaks and Kennesaw. We'll be here till 2 o'clock this afternoon. We'd love to see you if you want to come by. A handful of listeners already have. Thank you to everyone who showed up to say what's up. Again, we'll be here till 2 if you want to come by and hang out. Thursday of next week, the 23rd of May,
yes,
we will be celebrating the five-year anniversary of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy at Breaker Breaker.
Breaker.
It's on the Beltline. We'll be there from 11 to 2.
That's our boy Johnny. That's Bo said that's Johnny's
spot. That's what
spot.
I heard.
Bo said that's
what
Johnny's
Bo
spot.
Said. That's what okay. Bo said. Johnny from Grindhouse,
yeah.
Who is many things.
Yes.
Wonderful guy.
Yes.
Short. That also.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yes.
Horrible influence.
Yeah.
And yes. Has a really good yes. track record yes. of running, opening, and doing the restaurant thing.
Yes.
So I'm sure that this restaurant is going to succeed. My wife's also been there. She said it's awesome.
Okay.
Awesome place. But, yeah, if Johnny's there Thursday, then it's going to be even crazier than I thought it was
yeah,
going to be.
Because hey.
Last time I saw Johnny, I haven't seen him in a long time because I haven't made it out to Athens for a while for
right.
G-Day or anything like that. Last time I saw Johnny was when we stayed. Me and my wife went out and stayed the weekend
yes.
in Athens
yes.
to go to G-Day and hang out. We did a broadcast out there and all that stuff. And it was the Sunday morning after G-Day, and we had to stop by Grindhouse on our way out of town. I don't know why. I left something or whatever.
Right.
And Johnny made me a quadruple shot of whiskey.
Yes.
In a styrofoam cup.
Yes.
Just for the road.
Yes.
So that's the last time I saw
yes,
Johnny.
That's him. Yes,
I wasn't driving, by
yes,
the way.
That's him.
But, yeah, just to make
that's
sure, just to cure my hangover. Which was nice.
That's what Johnny does.
That, so.
Yes, he's a bad influence.
He's a terrible
my
influence.
Man, though. Hey, Randy, what? I was like, dude, it's 9 o'clock.
I know. And then the mistake you make
uh-huh.
is when you're like, it's 9 o'clock. He's like, when do you want to start? I was like, I don't know, like 10? He'll be there at 10.
Okay.
He takes that very
yep.
seriously. He's like, you said 10, drink it. Don't be a hypocrite.
Yeah,
it's like,
man.
All right, man, that was like sort of like a hypothetical 10, but whatever, here we go, bang, yeah. and then you're off and running.
I can't wait, man. I can't wait.
Yeah,
no.
Thursday will be really fun. Thursday
yes.
will be really, really fun. We'll get to Sports Jeopardy coming up in 15 minutes. Like we said, we'll get to some of that college football stuff in just a second as well. I know that no matter what the topic is.
Yes.
We have a lot of experts in our audience, no matter what the topic is. I happen to know that this topic, there's a lot of experts in our audience because a lot of folks listen to us while they're out there working
yep.
and working on people's lawns, landscaping, that kind of stuff. And yesterday, I was mowing my front yard, supposed to rain today. Tomorrow, I wanted to get ahead of it before the weekend, and the grass was long. And I was in a part of my lawn that I've mowed a billion times before. It's like the bottom corner right by the road. It's between me and my neighbor's yard. It's kind of a no man's land.
Right.
That neither one of us really, like, fully maintain. We kind of just, all right.
Let it go.
It's not that bad. It's better than it used to be. But there's all kinds of little random brush and stuff that's growing up in there. And I just tried to hit over the top of it just to keep it low
right.
before I got back to the grass.
That's yours.
And it's mine. Yeah,
right.
to mow. And I've done it a million times. It's kind of a dusty part of the yard as well. So sometimes when I go over it, it'll kick up some dust in the air. And, you know, you breathe in dust, you cough, no big deal. So that happened yesterday, and I'm like trying to get it out, and I couldn't clear my throat. Mm-hmm. Like, to the point where all of a sudden I'm like, all right, what's happening? So I let go of the lawnmower, turn the lawnmower off, take off running up the yard because we've got a hose up there by the porch, and I'm like just shooting water into my mouth, trying to like clear out and swallow water and all that stuff, and it still won't clear out, and it's just like stuck in my throat, and it feels like, you know, like have you ever like touched a like the bottom of a nettle or something like that, like a
I don't know what a nettle is.
All right, it's like a leaf that has like spiky
poke rash.
Anyway, so it felt like I had that in my throat, and I'm trying, and all of a sudden I just start puking. Like lunch is out, okay, more is coming. The water that I drank, and I can't, like, I'm just like throwing up. I'm like, all right, what's good? Am I gonna stop throwing up at some point?
Right.
Like, and I'm trying to hammer down water to get it. Finally, I kind of get it under control, but like my throat still feels weird now.
Right.
Like I put on a little COVID mask so I didn't kick up any more dust, and I went and finished the yard. But, like, what happened to me? What did I inhale?
It wasn't just dust. I know.
Because I've inhaled a lot of dust.
That's the first thing I thought. I was like, probably some dirt or something.
It wasn't just dirt.
Okay.
Because, like, I've done that spot a bunch of times. And in the backyard, there's a couple dry spots where dirt gets kicked up. And I, you know, you breathe it. You don't want to breathe it in, but you do.
Right.
And it is what it is. It's not that big of a deal. But I couldn't clear it out of my throat.
Okay.
What happened? What is Is it still in there? Like, am I going to get cancer now? Like, what's happening?
We came up with the suggestion you might have mowed over some poison ivy.
Yeah, that's possible. I might have mowed some poison ivy and inhaled the part of it.
Like, you might like the poison ivy.
One of our listeners said it could have been mushrooms. Like, mushrooms kick up.
Am I thinking of the right character from Batman Poison Ivy when that little pink thing would get in your nose? Am I thinking of the right character?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe that's what
it was? Yeah, because it's a poison ivy got up in you.
I hope not either.
I don't got time. I don't want you getting hives.
Yeah. Anyway, my throat feels weird still right now.
Well, you said some Robitussin?
No.
Okay.
We don't have any of that. We don't have any Robitussin. I took Claritin.
Okay.
I drank a lot of water.
Yeah, the Robitussin get about you, though.
Okay. Well, that's what it is. I just need to get some Robitussin.
Some Robitussin.
Yeah, I don't know. Has anybody else ever had that happen to them? Like,
I've never.
Somebody out there has to have mowed
a lot of lawns, especially when I was young and trying to get that hustle going. I ain't mowed a lawn in a long time. So, I don't know what to tell you. I like the mushroom angle.
The mushroom theory makes sense.
Yeah, it could.
The poison ivy theory makes sense. I don't know what it was. It sucked. I didn't like it.
Right.
And I want to have that not happen again.
Well.
If anybody out there has any suggestions.
I just told you, man. Go get some rubber testing.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, go get some rubber testing.
Would it have mattered any of the details of that story for that not to have been the suggestion at the end of it?
With the Robitussin?
Yeah.
No.
That was what you were going to tell me no matter what.
No, it wasn't. You need the Robitussin. That Robitussin get up in there, man. Get up in that Adam's apple, dog, and just do like, you know how to fizzy with the Alka-Seltzer?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's how the Robitussin do it.
Okay. Stop on the way home and get some Robitussin. If anybody else out there has any other advice or thoughts on the topic, I'll take those as well at TVM929. If all else fails, I'll just fizz out my Adam's apple with some Robitussin. You sure you didn't go to medical school? That's pretty good. Okay, so Dabo Swinney doesn't like the transfer portals. Not interested in it.
Right.
We're not gonna populate our roster that way. But it's not just that I don't like the transfer portal. It's that these bums aren't even good enough to play for us.
Right.
Here's Dabo talking about the portal.
There's three types of players in the portal. Well, most of the guys in the portal aren't good enough to play for us.
Yeah.
That's just the reality of it. I mean, we have guys that are backups at Clemson that go in the portal because they just want to have an opportunity. And most of them are graduates, by the way. But we have guys that are backups or, you know, they want a chance to go play. And I got no problem with that. And so rarely do we have a starter leave Clemson.
Okay. Two things to it. He's right. If you look at I don't know when this was.
Most.
When he did this.
Most.
Yes. You look at a transfer.
Not all.
You look at a transfer portal right now. Most of those guys in the portal cannot play.
But that's also true of Georgia.
Yes.
And they take guys out of the transfer portal.
Yes.
And Alabama.
Yes.
And they take guys out of the transfer portal. So the blanket statement that the guys in the portal aren't good enough to play for us, while 90 maybe percent true, is not entirely true.
Exactly, Bob.
And programs that are at the very least at your level, if not above your level, are also taking guys out of the transfer portal. So, okay.
Right.
Fine. Fair enough.
They're built on God. Didn't that say it?
That's their built. That's the NIL they.
Yeah, they built.
They care about the name, image, and likeness of our Lord and Savior.
Yeah, hey, teach his own.
No,
Still gets talent.
Here's what I love about it is, like, people are going to continue to make fun of it, and it's probably not going to work.
Right,
like, Dabo's probably not going to win at the level that he was winning at. Because
you don't have Trevor Lawrence or Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, and maybe he'll get them because those guys weren't transfers. He recruited those guys, and they went there and played. And maybe he'll get another. You know, I don't know if generational, whatever, but like another great national championship caliber quarterback, and maybe they can win with him. But it's just going to be really hard to compete with all these other schools that are also recruiting those guys and getting guys out of the transfer portal and all that kind of stuff. But what I like about it is, and it, again, it would probably make me mad if I was a Clemson fan, but just as someone who's kind of sitting here observing it from the outside, is like, he said what he was going to do.
He did.
He told you what he was going to do.
He did.
He told you why he was going to do it.
He did.
He told you why he doesn't like this era of college football and what he doesn't like about it. And he hasn't wavered. No. Like, and I don't, as much as it's probably not going to work, and he's definitely earned the right by winning as much as he did to do this, he's standing on principles.
He's standing on business.
And I like it.
Standing on business.
I like it. I like that he's doing that. Like, I like that he said what he was going to do and he's doing it. Like, that is not normal in the world of sports these
days.
He's
standing on business.
People will adapt how they need to adapt for what the day calls for. And that's probably the right way to go. You probably need to adapt or die. He said, I'll just die. We'll just die.
But the thing about it is, he can do that, though. Because
for a while.
He ain't. Clemson's not firing Dabo.
Not for a while.
Yeah, Dabo.
He's got a really long leash.
He can go ahead and have all these prophecies and all that other stuff and preach to the choir and all that other stuff, knowing damn well what he needs. Now, again, I like his approach. I like some of the things he's sitting there as far as developing the players and all those different things, because a lot of these players don't want to be developed. They want to play.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I want to play. All right. Yeah, I know I might not be ready and all those different things, but more than anything, I want to play. And there's so many reasons why I want to play. You told me that I was going to be able to play as a freshman.
That is how you recruited me.
That's how you recruited me.
That's how you recruited me.
I put myself in this box by limiting myself like everybody else already coming in thinking I'm going to play here for 3 years. So I got to play so I get those 3 years and so I can go.
Right, because if I don't leave after 3 years.
If I don't leave after 3 years.
Then I'm not good.
Then I'm not good enough.
Yeah,
so I got to make sure I get these three. So, Dabo, you're holding that up. So I'm going to go somewhere else where I get those three, because I got to get to the gram. I got to get to the gram. I got to get to the necklaces and all that other bull jive.
And I like that Dabo's basically just saying, damn the gram. I don't care about that.
Yep.
I don't care about any of this. Well, all right.
Yeah, because – that man, and the thing about it is, Clemson is still, in my opinion, one of the top programs.
Yeah,
in the
they're
country.
Still really
they're
good.
They're still really good.
They're not one of the top programs in the country.
They're not there.
They're not.
They're not where
they're
Georgia is.
They're still really good.
They're not where Georgia is.
But
they're not where
not
Ohio State is. They're not where Alabama
programs.
Is. They're not where, hell, Texas is right now. They're still very good. But this is going to come down to, and it's just going to be what it is, because Dabo understands the job security that he has. Dabo understands that no matter what happens, he's still going to be in the top five high-paid coaches. All right.
For a while.
Yes. But that's what
eventually it changes.
Eventually it changes, but he ain't worried about that.
Right.
I
that's what I like.
Yeah, he ain't worried about that.
I like the stubborn. If it's stubborn, maybe. I don't know if it's stubborn. It's just being consistent, whatever it is. Like, but whatever it is that he's doing, he is saying exactly what he said he was going to do. Now, they went 9-4 last
year. Yes, they did.
And they went 4-4 in conference.
Yes, they did.
So you have leeway. But
you don't got that much.
You do it enough times.
No, I'm saying
everyone can be fired.
If they start coming seven,
sixes. Or go 9-4 enough years in a row.
But I think, like, this, if Dabo gets the right quarterback in there.
I agree.
That'll be fine.
And that's the thing. Is like,
because it is Clemson. He's still getting five stars.
And he's still, like, that tactic is still going to appeal to a certain type of parent.
Yep.
Like, the name, image, and likeness of our Lord and Savior is going to walk into a living room, like a Trevor Lawrence living room, and that kid's going to go play for Dabo.
God!
Because that guy's dad's going to be like,
I don't want
I don't
my
like
son
the transfer portal either.
No, bunch of heathens and, exactly. and mischief.
Exactly. You can still walk in.
Backslide.
There's a lot of five-star quarterbacks yep. whose dads feel the same way that Dabo does.
Backslide.
And he might be able to still get those guys. I don't know. I just – he told you what he was going to do. You can't be,
the
you
anointed,
can't be mad at him.
The anointed spirit. Yeah, you know that,
don't All right, we'll play Sports Jeopardy coming up next. Thanks for being with us. It's Happy Hour Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
If you're not drunk, ladies and gentlemen, get ready to get drunked up. Let's do it.
Yeah, this would be a good song for Thursday. This would be a good song for the five-year anniversary.
And I think I just got a message.
A warning.
A warning.
You got a warning.
From the bad influence himself.
Yeah.
Hope y'all are ready for Thursday.
I am. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
I'm telling you, dude.
It's Friday morning,
because
but I'm not
this
ready
is the great
for.
Thing. All I got to do Thursday is get through TSA.
Uh-huh.
All right, without somebody yelling, told y'all that took off your coats, lay your bags, take your laptops up out of there, and put them on the belt by themselves. I don't want them in there. You don't got to do all that.
You don't have to yell at me. I know the rules.
You gotta do, yeah, yeah.
But the lady behind you might not.
She might not.
Yeah, she might not.
I understand that. She then yell at her. All right? That's my whole thing. If you're going to be, hey, what did I say? Take off all jackets, shoes, hats. And if you have on three shirts, take the second one off and put the top one back on.
But my only question is, how many times have you been through TSA and everyone in the line you were in did it right?
Nobody.
There's always somebody yeah. who screws it up. That's why he has to yell. That's why the man has to yell. He's not yelling at you, Randy.
Right.
He's not. He's mad at the world. It's his job to babysit grownups
yes.
that know the rules and still can't follow them. That's the frustrating part for that man. That's his. And then people are mean to him about it.
I don't.
All he's trying to do is keep us.
All I want everybody to do.
He's just trying to keep terrorists out of the airplane.
What is. I got a question for
That's
you.
That's what he's
I got a question for you because I saw this. It's crazy that's going on. I think it's down in Turks, right? People are getting caught with ammunition. And I'm like, why do you have ammunition in your bag, a carry on, but no gun? And like, these folks are getting like locked up and getting arrested and stuff down there. Yeah.
I guess maybe forgot.
How do you.
That's the excuse I've heard.
Okay.
Now, I don't know. I don't know. I've never traveled with ammunition in my bag before. But I guess some people just have so much ammunition regularly that it's easy to just be like, you know what? Forgot it. Just had a clip in there. And I forgot that it was in there. Whoops. My bad.
My bad.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a my bad. We got we had to go back through security one time because we had a corkscrew wine opener.
Uh-huh.
It was a Christmas gift for my mom.
Right.
And it was like, well, I don't want to throw it away. Like, this was a gift.
I know.
What do you think I'm going to do with this thing? I could have been – I'm a dangerous man with a corkscrew in
my
hand.
I had a nice cigar lighter once, torch. Yeah. And I was like – they were like, well, you can mail it to yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I'm about to go through all that. I'm about to do all that.
My mom had a bottle of wine that was closed and thought that that would be – and they were like, no. So we just opened it and pow.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we just got a little loose in the TSA line.
Hell yeah.
I was going to say one other thing about that, and now I can't remember what it is, so I will say this before we get to Sports Jeopardy. Thanks for all the experts. We have so many experts out there.
What you got?
A handful of different possibilities and a couple of remedies as well. Everyone agrees about Tussin. They said that that'll take care of it. Or Jake Major said 1 tablespoon of straight honey, but it has to be local honey and it has to be pure. So, all right, try to find some of that. That'll clear my throat out, maybe. B. Powell says always wear a mask. Unhelpful
okay.
today.
Okay, well,
but helpful next
okay,
time.
Okay, well, actually, guy.
Helpful next time, so I definitely will. And then there's other folks just being like, yeah, it's possible. Go back and check the area. It might be poison ivy. You can go find out. If it is,
right.
then just sort of monitor yourself for other, what's
symptoms.
The word I'm looking for? Symptoms.
Okay.
And if you have other symptoms, ragweed, possibly, mushrooms, possibly.
Okay.
So, anyway, I'll just. I'll monitor my.
Make sure you do that.
Myself.
Make sure you do
and
that.
And if there's other symptoms, then.
If you call out on Monday, we know it was some got up in you.
Hey, if I call out on Monday.
Some got up in you.
Yeah, I'm in bad
yeah,
shape.
Yeah, you need to go to urgent care.
Yeah, I think I'll be all right.
Yeah.
I think I'll be all right. My throat just kind of tickles right now.
It's tickling?
But kind of in a fun way.
Oh.
Like every word I say feels.
Organic.
Like tickly.
Orgasmic.
It's kind of cool. Like I feel, yeah. It's, yeah, every word is a little. Nope. Oh, no.
Not.
Almost
not,
said it.
Do not. I know.
I caught myself.
We be pushing it.
Yeah.
But don't do that.
Yeah.
I already know where you were going.
It just feels nice.
Okay, there you go.
Nicer than normal. Nicer than normal. It's nice. It's nice.
I knew where you were going.
It's
like,
nice to talk to everybody.
And I tossed it to you, too.
You did. Like, you did. You tried.
I gave you the shot. I gave you that Gary Payton. Like,
Let's let everyone know that this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. And now let's play Jeopardy. Andy.
Okay, I had a piece of bacon in my mouth. Randy.
All right, fellas, let's go ahead.
Randy's powering up.
Which team did the Braves trade Doyle Alexander to in exchange for John Smoltz?
Andy.
Andy.
The Detroit Tigers.
That is correct.
Doesn't Doyle Alexander sound like an 1800s baseball player?
I don't even know who the hell Doyle Alexander is.
He's the guy John Smoltz got
obviously
traded for.
Now. Yeah.
In 2013.
Obviously right now.
In 2013, Anthony Bennett became the first Canadian-born player to be drafted first overall in the NBA draft. Who was the second? Randy first.
Andrew Wiggins.
Andrew Wiggins. Who was the second? Was Andrew
sounded
Wiggins?
Sounded like pretty close there.
It was very close, but I thought I heard Randy first.
See, that's smart. That's months of intimidation right there. Got you that one.
Yeah.
Who won four straight NL Cy Young Awards?
Andy. Greg Andy. Maddux.
Incorrect. From 1999 to 2002.
Say it again.
Four straight NL Cy Young Awards from 1999 to 2002.
1999. The NL?
Yes.
Okay. I have no damn clue, but it sounds like a
name. You know who it is.
You just said Maddux.
It's not him.
I know. That would have been my guess, but if it's not Maddux, NL 99, I was playing. Was he in the National League? It wasn't Roger Clemens, was it?
It was Randy Johnson.
With oh, with Arizona with the Diamondbacks. Yeah. That's what we are.
All right. We are tied 1-1. Who is the only team to have been inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame?
Andy.
Andy.
The 92 Dream Team?
That is incorrect.
Randy.
Randy.
Harlem Globetrotters?
That is correct. Harlem Globetrotters.
Nice.
Good pull. Within 5 pounds, how much does the Stanley Cup trophy weigh?
Andy.
Andy.
28 pounds.
That is not within the range.
Randy.
Randy.
35 pounds.
That is a half pound off. 34. That's a point.
Oh,
you got it right. It weighs 34 and a half. You said 35.
Really?
What, right, I said 28? Oh, I was six away? What an idiot.
Dang it. Yeah, 29 and a half would have been the range. So you were close to the range. But half pound off. Very good, Randy. Name one of the only two Triple Crown winning horses that are still alive. Randy.
Oh, damn. They're still alive. Scachetarius.
For all you horse racing astrology fans out there, that is incorrect.
I bet that's a big overlap. I bet it's a big overlap. People that care about astrology and horse racing.
Yeah.
Big Brown? Did he win?
Who the hell is Big Brown?
I thought Big Brown won the Triple Crown. Did he not?
I don't think so.
He won the Kentucky Derby.
Either one would have been acceptable. American Pharoah or Justified?
Ah.
American Pharoah or Justified. Randy with a 3-1 lead. The 1993 film Cool Runnings is loosely based on the Jamaican bobsled team that competed at the Winter Olympics in Calgary in which year?
Randy.
Randy.
Was that 84?
That is incorrect.
Ah.
Was it 88?
It was 88.
Okay. Ah.
Was 88. Calgary in 88.
Just thinking about when was the latest Winter Olympics close to the time the movie would have been written.
Yeah. In pool, excluding the cue ball, how many balls are on the table to start each match of 8-ball?
Randy.
Randy.
9.
That is incorrect.
15.
15 is correct.
9-ball. You're thinking 9-ball. Oh,
you're thinking 9-ball. Yeah, that's why I did have to qualify 8-ball.
Okay.
Who is the only country to have participated in every single World Cup?
Randy.
Randy.
Brazil.
Brazil is correct. Randy back out in front, 4-3. What is the real name of original XFL star He Hate Me? Andy came in first.
Rashawn Sheehy?
That is not correct.
Can I give the last name?
Go for it.
Smart?
Rod Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rod Smart. All right. 5-3 lead. Andy, you got it close here. When Chipper Jones finished second in Rookie of the Year, which Dodgers pitcher won the award?
Andy.
Andy.
Hideo Nomo.
Damn it.
That is correct. We are back to 5-4. In the last 20 years, Cleveland, the Guardians slash Indians, have had four different pitchers win a Cy Young Award. Name three of the four. Andy.
I have no clue.
Corey Kluber.
Okay, that's one.
CC Sabathia.
That's two.
Cliff Lee.
Cliff Lee is three. Just for bonus, a little fun, you want to try number four?
Clevenger?
Not a bad guess. Shane Bieber.
Shane Bieber
was the four. That's no a good clue. One. Name one. By the way, we are tied 5-5. Name one of the four Falcons that have won Rookie of the
Randy.
Year. Randy.
One of the five Falcons that won Rookie?
One of the four Falcons.
Oh, four Falcons on Rookie of the Year. Did Matt Ryan win it?
Matt
I think
Ryan.
He did. Yeah.
Matt
that
Ryan.
Was
really
did. Like, did
yes,
Matt
he
Ryan
did.
Win it?
The others would have been Claude Humphrey,
yes.
Buddy Curry,
didn't know.
Or Al Richardson.
No, they know none of those.
No, me either.
All right. We have one left. I don't have any tiebreakers prepared.
All right,
so
I need it.
Andy, you
gotta
need
have
this
it.
One. What is the real name of and one and streetball legend?
Andy. Rafer Alston.
Rafer Alston.
Damn it!
Skip to my
yes!
left.
Yes! I used to hate that guy because they
started
him over.
Him.
Well, I liked him until they started him over Aaron Brooks. And I went to high school with Aaron Brooks.
Oh, that's right.
I was like, put Aaron in the game.
Yeah, no, I love Ray. Ray's a good brother, too. Yeah,
hothead. What an incredible career hot that
head.
Guy has.
Hothead.
All right, we're going to pull up a last-second tiebreaker.
Nope. Thank you, Bo, but nope.
Appreciate it.
Two players right now are tied on the Atlanta Braves for second in team home runs. Marcell Ozuna leads with
Andy.
12. Andy.
Travis d'Arnaud.
And you have to name both of them.
Oh, I have to name both of them?
Yeah.
Travis d'Arnaud and
no
Matt
clue.
Olson.
Travis d'Arnaud and Matt Olson
okay.
is correct.
I had no clue.
Woohoo!
No
Andy
clue.
We needed it. Clutch.
Throw me
all right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Scottie Scheffler got arrested. I mean, that's the big story of the day. We're going to make fun of Scottie Scheffler some more. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Imitated but never duplicated. Kilograms of coca, black broccoli, I used to weigh it. Smoking Afghani.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.